Most of us are only aware of those aspects from the life of Shaheed Qaid, which are related to his efforts for the Shias of Pakistan, for the Muslims of Pakistan. His belongings and utmost loyalty to Islam, his lifelong struggles against imperialism and dictatorship, and his ongoing efforts for promoting unity amongst Muslims. These are the aspects of his life about which most of us are aware. But when you take a deeper look into his personality, you find out how a normal person who's a physical being just like me and you, just like the rest of us, how can such a person climb the ladder of being close to Allah, or as in Urdu we call it, of Qurbat Ilahi, through his taqwa, through his zuhud, and through his selfless struggle in the way or the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person truly becomes example of the acceptance of his Lord, whose reference all Muslims give in Surah Fatiha when we say, Ehdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Lazina Namta alayhim. These are the same people on whom Muslims send salams after every prayer when we say, Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadullahi salihin. In order to shed light on these different aspects of the life of Shaheed Qaid Arif al-Husayn al-Husayni, I would now request Sayyid Agha Muzammil Zaidi, who is the son of Shaheed Sayyidain Zaidi advocate, to please join us. He's joining us from Qom al-Muqaddasa, and we would request him to please shed lights on the multidimensional divine personality of Shaheed Qaid Arif Husayn al-Husayni.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المنتجبين سيما بقية الله في الأراضين ولعن الله أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My special salam and at the same time condolences along with the greetings and congratulations to all the Mumineen, to the Imam of the time, and especially to the soul of Shaheed Arif Husayn al-Husayni. And what a personality he was, without a shadow of a doubt. He truly reached and attained his utmost desire, that is a desire of the prophets, that is a desire of Aimma, that was the desire of Awliya, and that is a desire of every Shia, every lover of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Because as it has been narrated in one of the traditions, that over every good deed, there is a good deed until and unless a person gives his life, a person is slain in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So of course, he attained his martyrdom, and definitely he left his legacy behind. The divine multidimensional personality of Shaheed Qaid can be looked at from various angles. And one keeps getting surprised that how this one individual, like the brother said, can have all these aspects and all these traits at times that were contradictory to the common sense of common men. One of the characteristics when we talk about the divine personalities, you would see that they would possess some qualities that are very opposite from each other. They're attractive, at the same time, they attract and they repel. We say that about Imam Ali. He had the quality of jaziba, and he had the quality of dafia. So when we look at the personalities, the divine personalities, you would find the manifestation of the verses of Quran, where they say that you should have mercy amongst each other. You should be rigid and harsh towards the kuffar and have mercy amongst each other. Ashadda'u lal kuffar wa rahma bainahum. So you find these personalities in the likes of Shahid Arif al-Hussein, Shahid Arif Hussein al-Husseini. Now, I was deprived due to the destiny to actually see the golden era of Shias in Pakistan, as I was very little when this great personality was snatched from us by the hands of the dictator of that time of Pakistan, who was of course acting upon the directions, the dictation of the imperialist powers that Shahid Arif Hussein al-Husseini was fighting against. So whatever we have collected, whatever we have researched, most of it has come from the senior scholars, along with few documentaries that have been made regarding the personality of Shahid Arif Hussein al-Husseini. Before we dive into what oppression the lovers of Shahid, the followers of Shahid has done on him, I would like to take a moment back and see that what kind of personality and what kind of opposite traits this personality had. You see the revolutionary spirit in this great man when he goes to Iraq, when the whole world had abandoned, when some of the Ahle Amama, the scholars, had abandoned the great Imam Khomeini, he kept following his footsteps. He kept getting close to him. And it was not as easy as it is we have now, that we can say the name of Imam Khomeini with utmost respect. We can chant his slogan. It was a very hostile environment that he was living in. And Imam Khomeini was under a major radar. You see this revolutionary spirit in Shahid Qaid, when he starts following, he recognized who the wali, who the imam of the time is, who the leader of the time is. And he starts following. It is before the formation of Islamic Republic of Iran, before the success of Islamic Revolution. But yet, this is what differentiates a great man from a common man, because he is far-sighted. He could see he did not need a government to be formed in order to follow, to be subservient to his wali. You see that he moves on, and because of his activities, because of his revolutionary activities, because of his closeness to Imam Khomeini, who was under major radar, and as mentioned, was abandoned by many of the scholars of the time. He, because of that closeness, he was exiled from Iraq by Saddam Hussein. Now, a lot of times we tend to short sell ourselves by justifying to ourselves that we one day will do something great. And because of that fantasy, because of that justification, we tend to neglect the responsibilities that we have in today's time. Shahid Qaid could have also said and could have also thought the same thing that most of us do, that one day we are going to do something great, and hence let me just have some distance from this quote-unquote controversial personality who is very revolutionary. He was studying in Iraq, and for a person to come from a small village to the seminary in Iraq, that in itself was a big deal. But he was willing to risk all of that because he understood what his responsibility was at that given time. Moving forward, he goes to Iran, starts studying in the seminary of Qom, and of course, started doing his revolutionary activities over there as well. Now, the bipolar or polar opposite characteristics are seen over here. A lot of times we have seen that those who are very much active in the revolutionary activities, they tend to distance themselves from the social responsibilities that they might have towards their fellow human beings. But from what we have heard from senior scholars, that this great Mujahid would go at that time before we were bombarded with social media and these messenger softwares, he would go to different students, he would ask their needs, and he would try his level best to match their needs at that time while keeping his revolutionary activities. And when you look at it, the true model, the successful model is that. The successful model is not that we take one aspect of Ilahi personality and leave the other. You look at the examples of Imam Musa Sadr. You look at the example of Hezbollah. You look at the example of Ansarullah. You look at the example of Sheikh Zakzaki, and so on and so forth. All these organizations and great personalities, what they have done, they tried to resolve the initial needs of human beings who were living with them, and at the same time kept their revolutionary activities, not only kept them at the same pace, but continued to accelerate them. Shahid Qaid was doing the same thing. You would see this revolutionary, this great Mujahid was at the forefront of the battlefield of ideology, the battlefield when everything was against the notion of Islam and politics are same. But at the same time, you would see this person working extraordinarily towards his spirituality. The walks that he did from Najaf to Karbala, this person was the lover of Ziyarat Imam Hussein. You would see on one end, he is speaking against the Shah, he is speaking against the imperialist power. At the same time, when you look at some of the videos that we've had from him, the manajat that he would do, the Dua-i Kumail that he would read, you see, a common person would say that, okay, well, this person is all into what they have defined as self-building, where you just go in isolation and forget about what's happening in the world. The true divine personalities, you would see this multidimension. As it has been mentioned, they are Abid and Zahid at night, but lion in the daytime in the battlefield. Shahid Qaid was a proper manifestation of this. He made sure that he would keep working towards his spirituality, and it can be seen, of course, this is an inside matter, and the likes of me have no idea what self-building is all about, what spirituality is all about. But from the apparent things, we definitely can tell when this person is making walks after walks towards the ziyarat of Imam Hussein, when this person is, the way he's reciting Dua-i Kumail, the way he's emphasizing on the manajat, you can tell that this person had this aspect as well. The way he is so upfront against the enemies of Islam, he has mercy towards his fellow brothers and his fellow believers. The same thing is seen in probably one of the greatest shaheed of this era, Shahid Qasim Soleimani. You see his videos, the way he treats, the way he interacts with mu'mineen, with children, and the way he talked with the Satans of the time.
was world of difference. And this is the manifestation of those polar opposite, what people would think polar opposite, but they go hand in hand in divine personalities. Their anger is at the right place and their love is at the right place. They truly mean when they say, "Inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbu liman harabakum." They truly mean that. I was given, and it was an honor for me to talk about this great personality for a few minutes. And there are a lot of things that can be said. But one of the, just a couple of more points that I would like to, somewhat of an action item for the likes of myself, that we look at Hezbollah of Lebanon. And when we look at their history, how they were in the 60s era and where they are now. And we compare that with how Shias were in the 60s era and where we are now. We can derive multiple lessons from it. My respected elders and my respected youngers, this is a point of contemplation. What happened to the Pakistani Shia? One thing, one of many factors could be that the Shias of Lebanon never forgot their martyrs and they never forgot their prisoners. They kept the thoughts, they kept the ideology of Shuhada alive. You see how Shahid Raghib is regarded. You see how Shahid Abbas Musavi is regarded. You see how Mustafa Badruddin, Samir Quntar, Imad Mughniya, Jihad Mughniya, and so on and so forth, how they are regarded. You see them. And what did we do? You see the documentaries that have been made about Hezbollah, about Shahid Abbas al-Musavi, about Samir Quntar. One can easily get his mind boggled that how much they have regarded their martyrs. What did we do with our great Qaid? How many things were we able to produce? How did we introduce him to the world? Forget about the world. How did we introduce him to the next generation? We did not do justice with this great personality. And the last point that I would like to say, this person was a flag bearer of unity and fighting against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fighting against the enemies of Islam. When we say that the enemy, Imam Ali's enemy was Ibn Muljim, we have completely wrong understanding what enmity was all about. When we say the enemies of Imam Ali, we say that the enemies were Muawiyah or Amr As. Similarly, Ziaul Haq did not have a caliber to be called Shahid Qaid's enemy. It was the institution of Zionist entity. It was America, the great Satan, that were the enemies of Shahid Qaid. With that thought being said, may Allah help us recognize the true enemy of the time. May Allah help us become the true follower of Shahid Qaid. May Allah help us become the true follower of Qasim Soleimani and Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. May Allah help us give away every drop of our blood for the sake of Imam of the time in order to defend the deputy, the rightful deputy, Imam Khamenei. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.